He joins me on the phone now to talk about it. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, David.
Can you describe for me what it's like, even what it looks like, when you walk in to clean up a fentanyl lab?
Well, see, the fentanyl lab's what it looks like when you walk in. It's very unassuming. It's very unannounced, unless you know what to look for. Some houses, it's virtually nothing that's visible. Because the police go in, they pull out all the clandestine drug operations, and basically it's just a contaminated property that's left behind with very minimal contents.
All right, so when you go in, what are you wearing? How do you protect yourself?
Well, we've been through a lot of these hoops, and we've collaborated with Alberta Health Services and Occupational Health and Safety, and our team goes in. We're double suited up, we're gloved up, booted up, taped up, sealed up. We've got what they call PAPR respirator, which is a positive air pressure respirator, and everybody is, we're safety great to the nines.
That is, of course, and I'm sure you've heard the stories too, of people getting overdoses just by simply being in the same room as the powder. How do you worry about your safety? How dangerous is it?
Do we worry about it? It's always on the forefront of everybody's mind. As long as we're protecting ourselves and we're following the proper protocols and procedures, and then our team is also trained, we have naloxone kits immediately available on site. And, so in the event that 911 does have to be reached, we're already on our way to administering the naloxone in the event of.
All right, so you enter the space, you're all suited up. What do you actually do?
We go in and, we HEPA vac all the available particulates out of the property. And now we've got our hands on a new product that is very promising, that is not just cleaning the fentanyl. Now we're actually neutralizing it and decontaminating it.
Oh, how does that work?
It's a military-grade product that we just recently put our hands on, and it's got very, very promising results.
So is it a spray, or how do you administer?
Yes, it's a spray. It's we mix it up just in multiple-stage mixing, and we mix it up just into a household garden sprayer. And we go along and we spray every square inch in the property, and this new product is neutralizing the fentanyl, okay. Which is amazing. We've never had that before.
Now, as I understand it, you get called in to clean labs all over Alberta and northern British Columbia, and you're very...
That's right, yes.
And you're very busy. How did you become the guy to call for fentanyl labs in Western Canada?
Well, my whole career background is hazardous materials, dangerous goods, emergency response, and I'm going to guess about 8 years ago we got into the grow-ups when the marijuana grow-ups were really big, and then of course with the legalization of those, they're kind of petering out, and now with fentanyl is on the rise. We were contacted by a couple different, well, obviously the homeowners, property owners, is this something that we can deal with? So we started doing our research and started checking in with the local authorities on what was required. And we actually worked really close with Alberta Health Services on the first two or three of them that were ever found in Calgary, so that between us we could develop a protocol and procedures on how to deal with them.
Please don't take this the wrong way, but it sounds like your job would be a candidate for that old Dirty Jobs reality show where they highlight the worst jobs a person can get. Why do you like this gig?
Well, it's funny you say that, because I frequently tell people that we make Mike Rowe look like he's playing on Sesame Street. But it's for us, it's, these properties are deemed unfit. They sit. Nobody knows how to deal with them. Nobody knows what to do with them. They're a hazard to the community. All of these houses, they have kids running around playing in the community, in the neighborhoods. And so if we can remove the hazard from the community and put the house back into the neighborhood and make it livable again, that's a big part of it, really big part of it.
Does that always happen, Dean? Can you actually remediate these houses to the point where someone could live in them again and actually would want to?
Absolutely. That's our whole point to doing all this, and that's why we're so excited about this new product that in the past, we've always just cleaned the property of the fentanyl, but in this, with this new product, now we're actually neutralizing it. So we're making the product, the fentanyl, inert. The hazard is gone. It's removed forever and ever. Amen.
I think the sad part for a lot of us listening is just how in demand your services are. Can you describe for me how busy you are these days?
We are based out of Calgary. We are currently up in Edmonton for this 10 days to 2 weeks. We're working on the largest fentanyl lab that was busted in Canada, as their RCMP are saying. From here, we go down to Vernon. And we're going to be in Vernon for probably another 4 or 5 days doing a property down there. From Vernon, then we're moving up to northern BC to Hudson's Hope, which is about 2.5 hours northwest of Dawson Creek.
Sounds like quite a growth industry. Dean, look, thanks so much for the work you do, and thanks for joining us to talk about it.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Dave.
That's Dean May of Macon Hazmat Solutions in Calgary. He's one of only a handful of people qualified to clean up illegal fentanyl labs. There's a gig for you.
Yeah, really. In the southeast, southbound.